Montcalm was already worsted as a general. It was still, however, left him to fight as a soldier. His order of battle was steadily and promptly made. He commanded the centre column in person. His total force engaged was 7,520, besides Indians. Wolfe showed only a force of 4,828 of all ranks, but every man was a trained soldier. The French attacked. After a spirited advance, made by a swarm of skirmishers, their main body, in long unbroken lines, was seen approaching Wolfe's position. Soon a murderous and incessant fire began. The British troops fell fast. Wolfe, at the head of the 28th, was struck in the wrist, but not disabled. Wrapping a handkerchief round the wound, he hastened from one rank to another, exhorting the men to be steady and to reserve their fire. No English soldier pulled a trigger. With matchless endurance, they sustained the trial. Not a company wavered, their arms shouldered, as if on parade, and motionless, save when they closed up the ghastly gaps, they waited the word of command. When the head of a French attack had reached within 40 yards, Wolfe gave the order to fire. At once the long row of muskets was levelled, and a volley, distinct as a single shot, flashed from a British line. For a moment the advancing column still pressed on, shivered like pennons in the fatal storm, but a few paces told how terrible had been the force of the long-suspended blow. Montcalm commanded the attack in person. Not 15 minutes had elapsed since he had first moved on his line of battle, and already all was lost. But the gallant Frenchman, though ruined, was not dismayed. He rode through the broken ranks, cheered them with his voice, encouraged them by his dauntless bearing, and, aided by a small redoubt, even succeeded in once again presenting a front to his enemy.